I think the most important thing to do is always focus on the positive, be confident in your own gut feelings, and enjoy the ride, because who knows how long it's going to last.
I think I've heard my mom talk about her sex life to me like 3 times.
As far as I know, they've had sex 4 times and it resulted in 4 children.
My parents are openly talking about it all the time. It's disgusting.
Welcome to Sex Talk with my mom. I'm Cam Potter.
And I'm Karen Lee Potter.
My mother is a self-proclaimed sex expert, cougar, and a birthday girl today.
Oh boy. And my son is a self-proclaimed stand-up comic, mime, and clown.
Together we chat about sex. Mother, why do we do it?
Because we want to give you a little sex tip.
We want to give you a little laugh.
And we want to break down the barriers about what people can talk about concerning anything in the world, but especially sex.
And today we're doing a Monday morning after show, which means this is our chance to connect with you, our listeners. You know, we got a lot of new listenership from our Megyn Kelly Today debut.
Big bump, big bump. I just heard about the term bump.
We got a big bump, and we want to welcome all those people that are new listeners. And if you are a new listener or an old listener, make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any of our fun episodes coming up.
You know, you got to press that button that says subscribe.
That's right.
And then they give you a little notification, and then you know when we have a new episode.
So we call this the Monday Morning After Show because this is where we get to debrief everything we've talked about previously on the show. And the way that you can participate in this conversation is by texting us or leaving us a voicemail at our number.
Yes, text mom.
Yes, text mom, which my mom blurted out at the end of our Megyn Kelly interview that no one knew what the hell you were talking about.
But we did get some texts, so I guess someone must have figured out what that meant.
I think they were all previous listeners.
Okay, well.
I don't think anyone was guessing, yes, text mom is their number.
Humor me, okay? Yes, okay. Text mom. For those of you that didn't realize it, that's what you have to, is it an acronym? How do you describe what that is?
That's the alphanumeric, I guess.
Yes. Basically, what's the real number?
No. Oh. I'm not. No. It's yes, text mom. You save it in your phone. You always put me on the spot like that. I'm not doing that. I'm not going there this time. You put it in the phone, save it, and give us a call. All right. We have a lot of fun planned today. It's a birthday spectacular because my mother just turned a year older today.
Yes, I did. And it's been a doozy birthday for me. Tonight, I'm going out to the Magic Castle.
With
Vicky Barbalak, who you guys might have heard a couple episodes ago. She was one of the finalists in AGT, a hilarious comedian. And so she and her husband and myself and Deez, my
boyfriend.
Are
you going in wigs like she recommended?
No, no wigs. But we are coming up with some really fancy outfits to wear.
Oh my God, you guys are too cute.
And it's going to be one rip-roaring, hilarious birthday dinner.
It is going to be wild. Okay, a couple more housekeeping things that we need to get to, by the way. Number one, we've gotten a lot more iTunes reviews from this whole Megyn Kelly experience, which we could not, we're almost at 300.
No way.
Yes, thank you guys so much for everyone who has been contributing. That's an awesome way to help us out. Just sign on to iTunes, leave us a quick rating and review.
And if you're not on iTunes and you listen to us on Stitcher or all these other platforms, you can easily review us on there as well.
That would be awesome. We also, very exciting news, we have a t-shirt with our new awesome illustration on it that has a cougar and a mime.
It is so adorable, you guys. We are so happy to be able to share these with you. And please go to our merch store, which is on our website, which is sextalkwithmymom.com, and order yours and take a picture, send it, put it on Instagram, and we'll definitely give you a shout out, 100%.
100%. I was thinking about this. So for your birthday, I got this illustration done for you.
Yes. It's one of the best birthday gifts I've received to date.
Are you happy with it?
Because I love it.
Okay. Because it has the dual purpose of also, you know, I'm giving it to all of our, you know, listeners as well by offering it on their merch.
You guys go to sextalkwithmymom.com, order it, take a picture.
But
let
the
us
question
know
is, the
what
question
do you guys
is,
think?
Do you feel weird that it was a gift with dual purpose?
It's called the gift that keeps giving.
All right, so you're into it. All right, that's
I'm
good.
Totally into it. Are you kidding me?
Okay, the other way that you can support us, the final housekeeping thing. We have a Patreon A
patron is a way that you guys can help us in monetary ways, but although it's also a way to connect more personally.
Correct. All right.
Do you want to tell them what the...
Because I'm poor and it would be very nice to have a little more money.
Okay. So the way you go there, it's very simple. www.patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom.
Awesome. Okay. On to the show.
Onward. We are so excited about our Megyn Kelly episode. I mean, it was a lot of work to do it, but it was so well worth it. It was one of the best... I got to say...
Are you sick right now?
I have a little residual cold. I have to say, though, it was one of the highlights of my life.
Whoa.
Yeah. Well, right before my birthday. And if anybody would like to know, yes, I am the big 6-0 today.
Oh, my God. You shared it with... You shared
well,
it with
my
the
daughter
crew.
Shared it on Facebook, so, you know.
You
anyway,
might as well share it to the thousands of listeners out there.
I decided that I'm going to own the you know, listen, if Madonna can turn 60, I can turn 60.
Look at you.
So, anyway, but the point is I was kind of freaking out about it for, like, a few months, and then I decided, hey, the alternative is worse.
What's the alternative?
Not turning 60.
That's awesome.
And the truth of the matter is that it is just a number. That's my whole thing. Age is just a number.
Well, you certainly don't act 60 and you don't look 60.
I'm very immature, so I definitely don't act 60. But I appreciate you saying that, son. And anyway, so why did I bring this up?
My brother told me today that I have... how did this come up? Maybe because someone on our YouTube comments on the Megyn Kelly clip said... The son looks older than the mom. and then my brother said today that I have the inner age of a 78-year-old man.
It's probably true.
So while you are much younger than 60, I think I'm much older than 60.
Well,
in
we know you're
respects.
A Pisces.
No, that's good.
But, so that's the reason I brought it up. Because it to me, looking back on the 60 years, you have to get little highlights that, you know, you kind of go through like a little film strip in your mind.
Oh, I thought you were talking about hair highlights.
I have hair highlights as well. But in terms of what your mind highlights are, this is one of my mind highlights because it was so intense. I mean, the preparation that went into this, I mean, the first call that I got saying that they wanted us to be on the show. And then from there to have this crew that came from, you know, a Los Angeles crew that came to our studio and they filmed us in a studio taping a podcast, which we will at some point air actually. And then having the in-depth interview with the producer here, along with adding all these pictures and video clips from different stand-up shows and our live shows. And then
we had to fly out to New York.
They flew us to New York. They put us in a hotel. As you know, I don't know if you did know that we almost were stuck in a room for like...
We were stuck in a room with one double bed for the two of us.
That did not fly at all.
No, that was quickly kiboshed.
Yeah, so they did get us a second room, which was very professional. The whole thing was extremely professional. Actually, I felt like it was Cinderella going to the ball because you walk in the studio, you have the makeup and the hair person. Anthony, thank you for my hair. My hair looked great.
We gave them this whole recap.
Huh? Yeah. Anyway. It was fabulous. It was just like the whole experience.
What a wonderful way to celebrate 60.
Yeah. And Megyn Kelly is brilliant, beautiful, sweet as sugar. Should I continue on my love affair with him?
I don't think they give a fuck.
Okay. Anyway, so that whole thing was such a great present.
It was awesome. And the birthday has continued onward. Over the weekend, we had...
Oh, my God.
We got hooked up.
At a really nice restaurant. Thank you, Matthew.
Matthew hooked us up with three... huge, massive, delicate desserts.
Oh, I was thinking about the big martini that I drank.
Oh.
That with the blue cheese olives
that
they somehow had there, which is a delicacy in Chicago that doesn't usually fly throughout the rest of the country, but for some reason they had them in at this restaurant, and it was great.
Okay,
so,
well, the birthday is continuing onward, and, you know, to celebrate, I figured we'd do something a little different today, which is... I love this. This is hilarious because my mom thought that, you know, we were brainstorming what this episode was going to be, and I had a little bit of an idea without telling her. So,
oh my God, this is a shocker.
This is, I decided because you're turning 60, We should have 6 moot moments.
Oh, 6 moot moments. This is so fucking cool.
Moot is the nickname.
You guys, I do not, I don't know what he's about to plan right now.
This is great.
He did, by the way, when he walked in, he brought me my favorite flower, which is Stargazer Lily, and a balloon. So that was very sweet.
So, yeah, I wanted to do this little special thing where I pick out 6 things that highlight your personality that we all love. Aww. and play the little clip that associated with it.
Oh, my God. I'm going to start crying.
Okay. So this one I'm going to play. This is the first moot moment. We love that you get excited about things. And here's a little example.
I love it. Oh, my God. I got so turned on by him talking in French. I am always a sucker for French.
Jesus,
I mean, your dad used to speak to me in Spanish.
Oh, I don't even know that either.
Oh, my God. And I understand a little French. And you and your brother performed in Les Mis.
Do you remember this moment?
No.
This moment occurred when I was at the AVN convention and some French star started talking to you about how he wanted to have sex with you.
Oh, my God. I just remembered that. That was awesome.
It was hilarious. All right. That was moot moment number one.
Oh, my God.
Moot moment number two. We love how adventurous you are. Here's an example.
You just took any of these products?
Yes. I took the one with the dropper that's supposed to go under your tongue.
The tincture, yeah.
And I decided to put it on my vulva.
What? No. No. Fucking way.
Yes.
No way.
Oh, that was adventuresome.
You're unbelievable.
I think it is kind of weird that whatever 6-year-old person does that and announces it in front of an audience of millions.
It's not specified exactly
what tincture
you put on there. But for our listeners, that was a cannabis tincture.
Which is legal in Los Angeles, so just so you know.
She got a vial of this cannabis oil that was not meant for her labia or
or wherever.
Vulva, where the fuck you put it. And then on the podcast, she revealed that that's where she chose to put it.
I thought that was what was supposed to be a designated spot.
Oh, yeah. That was not the designated spot, Moot. All right. Moot moment number 3. We love you because you're very funny and make us all laugh.
I think it's more often the other way around that men are complaining that women smell like tuna down there. Or maybe it tastes like tuna. One other thing.
Yeah.
Something like
so
that.
So there's tuna related issues.
Oh my God. Why is everything revolving around my vagina these days?
Well, you were referring to other people's vulvas in that moment.
Oh my God.
And we were talking about smelly sex and how, some people are into it, some people aren't into it. We discovered your thoughts on vaginas.
And the smell of them.
And the smell.
But I got to say one other thing. If you don't make yourself laugh, who's going to make yourself laugh?
You are your number one audience.
I am my number one audience.
You're laughing the most, definitely, out of everyone that involved.
You can't take life too seriously.
All right. Moment number four. You're a sexpert. We love it.
Oh, I have been around guys that had excessively large dicks.
What do you mean around guys?
I had a guy who named his dick the animal.
I mean, how many other mothers have been around guys who named their dick the animal?
True story, too.
Yeah, I didn't think that was made up, unfortunately.
Oh, my God. This is actually really fun.
Yeah, you love this?
Yeah. I wish there were more than 6.
You're on the hot seat.
Yeah.
There were actually more, and I had to pare down.
This is very funny.
Shout out to my brother, Gerald, who helped me pare down.
He liked this, huh?
Yeah.
I'm glad you guys are having fun.
Yeah. He was disturbed by a lot of this.
Poor kid.
All right. Moment number 5. You know, you tell like it is. And you're not afraid to call me out sometimes.
Okay. What did you wear?
I dressed up not
a clown outfit.
No. I dressed up like a mime.
That's a clown outfit. That is a clown outfit. You wore that to the BDSM party?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You totally called me out for it. I thought it was a great idea that I came crashing down.
Especially when you weren't able to speak out loud your safe word.
That's correct. Note to self and note to everyone listening, do not go to BDSM as a mime unless you don't want a safe word.
Oh my God, this is so fun. I'm having the time of my life.
All right. Moot moment number 6. The final one. I think, this one is probably most you. because it embodies how you don't, you give no fucks. And that is part of our manifesto, but mainly that's driven by you and, you know, your willingness to go to places that other people would typically be humiliated by. And that confidence is exuded, especially in this clip.
I don't know. I decided it was a good time for me to bend over and hold Yogi's head while the injection was going in. And I bend over and I let out a fart. How did you not hear that?
That was when we were euthanizing our poor Yogi, my dog. Oh, my God. Yes, that did happen.
And I'm proud of it because people do fart. The average person farts 17 times in a day, and they just, nobody, especially women, are afraid to even say they ever do. So the hell with it. I'm admitting
it. You're farting, you're 60, and you love it.
I'm 60, and I love it. I don't know if I love it, but I, like I said, the alternative is worse.
Well, that was a little gift to you.
Well, thank you. That is probably one of my favorite gifts that I've received. The gift of time and of what you just did, it really
it's
means
the
a lot
least
to me.
I can do. I think we all appreciate your sense of humor and all these six things about you.
Can take the time to do that to their moms and go through.
I think it'll be hard for them to do this unless they have been also been podcasting about sex for the past 3 years with their mothers.
But you know what they can do? They can go through and think about the wonderful things about or things that make you, their mother or father unique and write them in a note.
I was thinking of asking them to write you a note. You know, it's your birthday. Why not? You know, yes, text mom is our hotline. If you feel so inclined and you've appreciated this podcast, send a little text our way to, you know, send some love to Moot.
I would love to hear from you guys. And we do get a lot of love from you people. And we're going to share some of that right now.
Yeah, let's do it. We did have a little bit planned. We had we got some awesome voicemails from you guys, and I wanted to play some. So here goes.
Hey, it's Patron Brick. My wife's going to sing a song about caffeine cock.
Let me tell you about the birds and the bees. When I drink a cup of coffee, then it comes a big cock, and it's hard as a rock. Any other listeners suffer from caffeine cock?
So we observe that when I have caffeine, sometimes I get erect for no reason. It just pops up more readily, spontaneously. Have fun. Goodbye.
Okay, we have now expanded our whack pack from Mr. Bean now to Patron Rick and his wife, Kathy.
I love that they're all singing the Let Me Tell You the Birds and the Bees song.
I love it, too. And I want to thank you for that rendition, Kathy. That was great. What's interesting is that I would love to know if anybody else gets a hard-on from having caffeine.
Have you experienced that with other men?
No, but I haven't really thought about it. I could ask Deez, but what do you think? Do you get a hard on when you drink coffee?
No.
It makes sense, though, kind of, that, you know, the blood is going to rush down to all parts of your body.
Oh, yeah. Things get all heightened.
Can you imagine if you had a cup of coffee when you're on your silent meditation retreats?
You know, they don't allow that. Why do you always go back to the silent meditation retreat? Because that's where I'm the only time I'm getting hard?
That's the most I ever hear about you getting hard is when you're walking around in the silence over there like a monk.
No, you're not allowed coffee over there. Or I guess you could bring your own. But
let me tell you something. That in itself is a reason I cannot go to silent meditation.
You could
meditation.
Bring your own. There are people that have coffee all the
I
time.
I asked Deez yesterday if he thought he could ever go to the silent retreat. He said yes. But I would say he'd last about, how long do you think he'd last?
A minute.
I don't even know about the minute.
He would be talking all the time. Anyway, Patron Rick, I don't know.
About the caffeine
I don't know about
cock.
Me getting harder with caffeine cock, but I would pose this to our listeners. Let us know if you do. That's an interesting little thing. Good to know. Good bodily awareness there. All right. Here's another another voicemail we got.
Hi. I am a 59-year-old woman who is married to a man 23 years younger than me, and we're very happy and in love. And I just thought it was great that you went on TV to support all of us. It's the greatest relationship of my life. Thank you. Bye.
So moving.
So sweet.
So sweet. I can't even handle how my heart.
Oh, you know that it's like people do not realize how many relationships there are where there's, you know, nobody thinks twice about that older man, younger woman relationship, but like let me say, George Clooney in a mile, for example. But no one says anything about the opposite. And these are real life examples of relationships at work.
And not only that, I mean, I think people have, there is a stigma associated with it, which came out during our, in the YouTube comment section of the Megyn Kelly clip. Someone said, I guess it's okay, but the age gap between an older woman and younger man doesn't allow for a real, genuine, long-term relationship. I don't think an older woman will truly 100% love a younger guy. It's a young guy. She's always going to wish he was a bit older somewhere in the back of her mind.
Why? And apparently, not. Well, did the woman leave her name here? The
Renez Dragnov.
Renez doesn't agree with you, Mr. YouTuber commenter.
Wait, no. Renez is the YouTube commenter.
The person that
left the voicemail did not leave her name. But she is a sweetheart, and I trust her much more because she took the time to actually call us. And her you could tell in her voice, she's a wonderful person.
Yeah, but it is interesting to see these judgments that come through, especially on YouTube. There's a lot of keyboard warriors out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just easy to throw
keyboard
that
you're...
My mother's up to date
on the slang.
I've been getting some keyboard warrior comments for the last 12 years or however long I've been doing this.
Yeah. Well, you are a testament that those relationships can work out.
I am. And, you know, back to the keyboard warrior. Do you know, even when your father was killed, there were so many hostile remarks on YouTube about that? I mean,
not just
YouTube, but, you know, just on
your
internet,
channel?
On the internet. No, it was on the internet, on articles that were written. It's just horrible remarks that people have feel a need to do when other people are hurting. And it's sad. It's a very sad thing.
It is sad. Fuck them.
Fuck those fuckers.
Although we did get one comment in our YouTube clip as well that said, this is from Jennifer P., the sun is so weird looking.
That was Jennifer P. That's a very kind thing to say to Cam. And what does that mean, weird looking?
I think I am a little bizarre looking, to be quite frank.
You like that, though, because you deliberately...
Wait, you're not supposed to agree with that. What the fuck? You're not supposed to agree in that situation.
Because when you make these weird faces with your eyes and everything, you know that you're looking weird when you do that, and you like that.
I was not doing any weird clown faces on Megyn Kelly.
Well, maybe that's what she was... Maybe she went through your clown
No,
class
she did not go through my clown materials.
She saw you mime... on our merch, and she realized
not what happened. She was just looking at me at my best, and she thought I was so weird looking.
That was such an asshole thing to say, because honestly, I thought you never looked better. Your hair looks great.
It never looked better, but still weird looking.
Anthony did a great job on your hair. You took a vote about whether or not you should shave your beard or not, and you apparently succeeded in keeping the beard.
I know. It's growing very woolly at this point.
That's good, though.
Yeah.
I remember you had a few whiskers at one point.
Yeah. And now I also notice there's like a few bumps at the top of my head. Have you been noticing this?
No, I haven't noticed your bumps on your head.
What's going on there?
Nothing. You're being anxious right now.
I'm not touching
any bumps on your hair. There's no chance of that.
You know what?
Okay. It's coincidental that when the one hairstylist told you to stop shampooing your hair. So most likely what's happening, your hair follicles are getting clogged with oil because you don't shampoo anymore.
You think that this is... No, fuck that.
Yes.
No way.
It happened at the exact same time. Yes, that was two months ago. Let us know if you think that Cam's bumps on his scalp are because he doesn't wash his hair anymore.
I wash my hair all the time.
Which is another reason maybe you look weird.
All right.
You're not washing your hair.
All right. It's a birthday roast. All right. The last voicemail we want to play. Let's hit it.
Hey, Karen Lee and Cam. It is Paul Sanders. I just finished watching your show this morning on Megyn. And I have to say you both did a superb job. And I just wanted to let you know that you were both very professional and very funny. So kudos to you guys. I couldn't have been any better. I had no idea what to expect. I'm not the biggest fan of hers. And it went really, really well. So congratulations on a job well done. Bye-bye.
So goddamn sweet.
He is. He's extremely sweet. He's a patron as well. And
it's unbelievable. How we attract these sweet, sweet people into our lives is amazing.
Well, you got to focus on them as opposed to those Renez or whoever it was.
Oh, come on. See, it was just a YouTube comment.
Paul, thank you very much, because it really means a lot, not just to hear about the funny part, but the professional part. I thought that's nice to hear, because we try really hard to walk that line of being able to discuss stuff that's really sensitive without sounding trashy and perverted. And it's hard to do that sometimes. So I'm glad we're able to do that. And especially on Megyn Kelly, which I don't know if we said that already, but apparently Megyn was told, it was briefed so much on this particular, on our episode, because of the sensitive nature of the content. She said that she was briefed more on our stuff than she was when she was working for Fox News.
Yeah, it's hilarious. And she did a lot of debates. So like, I she should have been a little more, whatever. I still love her. Anyway.
I love her too. I thought she dealt with this in a very sensitive, wonderful way. And do I agree with some of the politics in the past? Absolutely not. But it seems that she's into, you know, when she's doing her shows like this, she seems to be an all right chick in my book.
Mother, you know, we're coming to the end. Do you have any closing remarks about turning 60? How do you feel? Do you have any hopes for the future?
Closing remarks. Well, I've had a lot of crazy shit happen to me in my life. And I think the most important thing to do is always focus on the positive, be confident in your own gut feelings, and enjoy the ride, because who knows how long it's going to last.
Oh, what wisdom.
Well, that's about it.
And do you have any like aspirations for this coming year?
I certainly do.
Hmm.
I want to have this podcast, like I said before, we go grow to number two. I'll let Joe Rogan have the top spot.
Okay, by the way, we should mention, if you're listening to this podcast and you're in Los Angeles and you're exceptional at marketing and audio video and creating a podcast,
we're looking for an assistant.
We're looking for a co-producer to help us professionalize this and turn it more into to add the video component. This podcast will remain the same, but we want to add a whole video component of shooting all of these
episodes
in our studio and then, you know, releasing it on social media. If you are interested in this, please email us at sextalkwithmymom@gmail.com. You can get in touch with us. That's probably the best way. And we'd love to chat with you.
Yeah, that's a great, great call. And let us know, as listeners, what you think about having this video component. I know a lot of people love our little vignettes that we do on Instagram. If you haven't seen us on Instagram, we do a lot of funny little skits there. But most importantly, like, I think if you want to see Cam's weird ass faces, you have to see it on video.
He's so weird looking.
If you want to see those weird looking faces, you're going to have to see it on video. We have a YouTube channel that you could take a look at it, but we want to make it much more professional looking and take more time.
And
so.
I think I might become more weird looking when these bumps start
multiplying. Oh, my God.
All right.
If you're also a dermatologist, let us know about what's going on with Cam's bumps on the top of his head.
Happy birthday, Moots.
Thank you very much.
I love you very much.
I love all of you, and thank you in advance for anybody who's going to be sending me their birthday wishes or thoughts. And let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the sex talk with my mom on TV. That's my wish.
And turning 60.
And turning 60 and owning it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.